Welcome to the Awakened Rebels podcast featuring yours truly, Leanne Juliet, a self-proclaimed Awakened Rebel. I'm a soul catalyst, intuitive empath, psychic visionary, and the founder of LeanneJuliet.com. The Awakened Rebels podcast is a show that is all about being raw, real, and authentic to encourage you to get lit the fuck up in your life, get out of your own way, and start creating the impact you know your soul came here to make. My coaching style is blunt and to the point. I tell it as it is, without sugarcoating, and tell you what you need to hear and not necessarily what you want to hear. I want to encourage you to step into the highest version of yourself by stripping back the layers of bullshit you've been hiding behind. But don't worry, I get it. I hid for a long time too. And when I was done with ignoring my soul, I chose to rise and rose as the whole damn fire. If you would like to connect further after listening, then please head over to Facebook and join my group, Awakened Rebels, a group where I encourage you to be a spiritual rebel, own your truth, and follow your soul. So what are you waiting for? Get lit up and be the whole damn fire. Hello, Facebook. Hello, it's Leanne. I hope you've had an awesome day. I am just going to share this to my group, Magic Mystery Mayhem. Come join us if you're not in there already. And then I'm going to shut my laptop because I hate it when I get the glare in my glasses. So let's just share that. If you're watching the replay, come and say hello. Sharing group. It's a bit late for me, but actually I feel like I've got some energy to burn off. So I wanted to burn it off. So let's and I'm channeling as well. My crown is already channeling. There we are. So I can never remember what I title these as well. But also for anyone who's joining, and if you're watching on the replay, let me know, hashtag replay. I have a membership program, an awesome fucking membership program that is starting on the 27th of October called The Vortex. Which is a group membership. It's an ongoing membership. It's for powerful soul transmissions. That's what I do. I connect with your soul. I activate what's within you. It's powerful soul transmissions to unlock and activate the fire, the power, the magic, everything that's within you. So you can show the fuck up and you can go boom in your business. Basically, that's what it is. So that's called The Vortex, and we launch on the 27th of October. So message me for more details to join in with that. But yeah, I like to have my laptop open so I can like see what I've actually written, because sometimes I forget and then I like go off on one and go off on a tangent. But I wanted to do a video today because I've got some energy to burn off. Are you afraid of how powerful you are? This is a question I had to ask myself, so I have first-hand experience of this. Are you afraid of how powerful you are? Because so many people bitch and moan and fucking whine and complain about this or that or what they need to do or what, you know, what they haven't done, or how many fucking more steps they need to take, or how much more they need to master before they finally do this, or how they're not ready for this yet because they need to do this. If this sounds familiar for you in your business, then let me know, because that was me. So people bitch and moan and they whine about what they need to do, but really all it is, it's just fucking ego. That's all it is. It's fears, ego, bullshit, shadows. That's all it is. And it's very, very, very easy to overcome, because when you hold yourself back, all you're doing, like, you're literally purposely holding yourself back. If you are not where you desire to be in your life or your business, your empire, whatever the fuck it is right now, then you are holding yourself back. Not the universe, not your parents, not your partner, not your fucking cat or dog or whatever else, and you know, you blame it on your kids or whatever. You, it's you. You have responsibility for your life, for your actions, for the actions that you take in your business, and your expansion, your soul growth, and everything else that you're doing. You take responsibility for it. So if you are not taking the actions that your soul is asking you to do, then you are responsible for holding yourself back. Instead of just making it so super fucking easy to flick that switch. That is what I do with clients. I literally flick a switch within you. I connect to your soul. I light the fire within you. unlocking and activating your magic, your power, your expansion, everything, so you can go boom in your business with your sole purpose, whatever the fuck that is, whatever the fuck you're here for, with your sole purpose, with your mission. I help you unlock that. I am the catalyst. I am the key for that. And what I do with people, and this is what I'm doing in the Vortex. So if you are interested in joining my very, very powerful energetic container, the Vortex, which launches on the 27th of October, message me and we'll chat. But that's what it's about. It's about having that fiery energy, that firepower, because so many people, especially in the spiritual community, it's so much like I see through it all. I see the shadows. I see the ego. I see everything that everyone's hiding behind. I see the veil. I see the masks. I see everything that you're hiding behind right now, even if you don't think I do. I do. And it's funny because I was chatting to my friend Greta Leach last week, who's very similar to myself. And she sees energy. Oh, pudding's come to join, and she sees energy like I do. And we were chatting the other day about how people don't realize when they're wearing a mask. People don't realize when they're projecting. They don't realize when like the shadow is projecting or anything like that. And they go around with these masks and these projections, these fears and these ego and all this other kind of bullshit. And just like for somebody like me, I see it all. And it's really like, it's really interesting, especially like the work that I've done with my own spiritual journey, my own spiritual growth, and that I've done in my business. Because I used to feel very, not afraid of who I am, but almost like I didn't understand it. I didn't understand my magic. So ask yourself, like, what is your magic? Like, whatever you're here to do is fucking powerful. Whatever your soul mission is powerful. And you came here with that vision. And I'll bleat on about this until like the end of time. Your vision is your vision. Your soul chose it for a reason, for you to birth that vision and to create that vision. So what the fuck are you afraid of? Like, seriously, what are you afraid of? What is the worst thing that can happen for you actually stepping into your purpose, stepping into your authenticity and creating the empire of a business, whatever the fuck it is that you're here to create? Yeah, if you, when you're creating that, what is the worst thing that can happen by creating that? What, you're going to die? That's the worst thing that could happen, really? So thank you for the love, Amy. Thank you. That's the worst thing that could happen, is you're going to die. So, you know, you're going to die anyway. So like, why not just step the fuck up into your purpose and into your power and into your magic and own that? Like, understand what makes you powerful. Understand what makes you magical. Understand what makes you so fucking unique. And then own that and market that, because that is what you're here to do. Your empire, your business, your empire isn't going to build itself, and the universe sure as shit won't build it for you if you're holding back. So you can either like buy into the bullshit that you tell yourself, buy into the ego and the fears and the shadow and all the other kind of crap and the other shit that people tell you about how you can't get there yet and you have to do this and you have to do more work on yourself. Oh, fuck that. Like, get out of your own way. There's so much spiritual bypassing out there, so much bypassing in general, of people saying, oh, you need to take little baby steps and you need to build up to it and grow up to it or whatever. And oh, do this first and you need to heal. You need to keep on healing. Heal for the rest of the fucking time. Get out of your own way. That is how you like, you blast up in your business and your empire and everything, is you get out of your own way. That's how you do the healing. You're not here to continue to heal over the same old thing. That's just like ego telling you that you need to do that. That's shadow energy. That's the stuff that I talk about, the stuff that I do. That's my magic. But people bitch and moan and whine about stuff all the time. They're like, why aren't I there yet? Because you didn't get the fuck out of your own way. Why aren't I there yet? Because I chose to buy into my bullshit. Why haven't I earned this yet? Because you don't fucking sell what you're here to do. Do you see what I mean? It's just excuses. And I can say this with all the love in my heart for you. Because that was me. I was like, I was scared. Not scared of like who I am, but kind of scared. And because I didn't understand my magic, I didn't understand my power, I didn't understand exactly what I had to offer to the world and what I was here for. And it's almost like my fears were around rejection, abandonment, being like, not having any friends or not having any business or being rejected for who I am. Because the last few years or whatever, I've had to go against certain family members who didn't appreciate me. I've had to go against my husband, who I left last year, who I'm divorcing right now and everything, and his family, because like I had to take a stand for myself and to stand up for myself and for my daughter and for the magic that, that I'm here to create, the empire that I'm here to create, because I ain't playing fucking small guys. I'm here to create a massive fucking empire. And if you've got a big vision, then you have to step up into that vision, because it's not gonna step into you. You have to take that vision and step into that. It's like you're stepping into your highest level self now. Not waiting until somebody gives you permission. Not waiting. If you're wanting permission, then here's your fucking permission with this video. Not waiting for permission. It's you taking the action, the scariest fuck action, the stuff that literally makes you crap yourself because you're doing that. Because it literally like highlights everything that you're scared of, every bullshit excuse that you've told yourself, every shadow, every fear, every mask and illusion that you're hiding behind. You have to literally throw them out the window. Do the scariest fuck things. Do the things that make you crap yourself, because it's like so fucking scary to actually like sell yourself or to put yourself out there or to ask a client to pay you or to even have a vision and even connect to like that or even do something different that goes against the grain and goes against the norm and kind of like shines the light in a different way, because you're a trailblazer and a revolutionary and a pioneer like me. You're going on a different route, and you'll have people who tell you to stay safe and come into the fold and be around the safety net of whatever kind of people and whatever's going on. And you're like, fuck that. I want to go that way. We'll go that fucking way then. Don't have to wait in the little crowd and the little circle of people who are literally consuming you with their own ego, their own fears, their own shadows and everything. You turn left when they're all turning right. You turn fucking left. That's how you do it. So are you afraid of how powerful you are, really? If you're not stepping up into who you actually came here to be, if you're not being the person who literally births, hi Melly, and creates the vision and is the life force for that vision and that purpose that you're here to bring into this world right now, if you're not doing it, then that means you're afraid of who you are. Why? What, honestly, what is the worst thing that can happen by you stepping into your purpose? You die. So fucking what? Like, seriously, like, yeah, that's a travesty, but it's not going to kill you to step into your purpose. It's not. The thing that's going to kill you the most is not doing your purpose, is going completely against your soul, completely the other way, like buying into the bullshit that people tell you about being safe and following business this way and following life this way and being like doing things in a safe way, doing things in the way that other people preach, because they're all up in their own ego and their own shadow and they won't allow you to be yourself. Like I've had so many people in like the last like 15 months of my business who've like certain mentors and people like that. Oh, good, Amy. I'm glad you caught it. The fire show. I've had so many people who, exactly, Melly, the worst thing is to regret the things we didn't do because of fear. Exactly. So you may as well just fucking show up. Like I've had people tell me, you cannot grow a business this way. You have shiny object syndrome. You can't be a multi-passionate. You have to grow it this way. You have to strategize. You have to like niche down. Fuck the niche. You are the niche. You, whatever your magic is, whatever your power is, whatever your very essence is and your vision is your fucking niche. Own that. That's your power. That's your magic. Or are you just too afraid? Seriously, are you afraid of your own magic and of your own power? Because if you're bitching and moaning about it and you're like looking for excuses, and I can say this because this was me. I was like, I used to like say like, oh, I really want a business and I really want to do this. But was I actually talking about it? No. I was expecting the hand of God and the holy fucking grail to drop out of the sky and literally present itself to me instead of being disciplined to show up, because that is how you create an empire, is you show up every day in whatever way that appeals to you. Not how I do it, not how the next person does it, but how it appeals to you. If that is writing, then write. If it is doing videos, then do videos. If it is blogging, then do that. If it is coaching, then do that. If it's doing energy work, do that. If it's connecting people one-to-one, then do that. If it's connecting with people in groups, do that. Whatever lights your soul up is what is going to bring the most expansive energy and magic from you. So Amy says, I'm so scared of all the work I know it will take. Who says it's going to take work, Amy? That's your human. That's what it is. Scared of letting people down, scared I'm not being a big enough container of everything I hold. But who are you going to let down? Like, take other people out of the equation. That is just your ego. That is your ego, Amy. It is. And as hard as it is to comprehend that sometimes, like, it's a big, like, sucker punch at times. You're like, oh, fuck. Like, my ego is literally calling the very shots of my life. That is ego. That is shadow energy. That's my magic. That's my playground, is shadow energy. That's what I'm doing in the vortex, my energetic container, my monthly membership that starts. Oh, thank you, Andrew. Love you. That starts on the 27th of October. That is what the vortex is. It's all about unlocking and activating what is within you, because I don't play fucking small anymore. I don't. I understand how powerful I am. I understand how magical I am. And I flick that switch within you so you can show the fuck up and be who you came here to be. And I pull shadows out, and I pull ego out, and I pull fear out, and I blast those little fuckers away. That's what I'm here to do. So if you want more information on that, reach out to me. I'll tell you about the vortex. But that's it. Like, you're not doing yourself any favors. Oh, I'm so excited as well, Millie. I'm so excited. It's like, that is my playground. That is my playground. It's like, I'm excited for it. But that's the thing, like, Amy, you've just said there, of all the work I know it'll take, do you know what the biggest bit of work you need to do, Amy, is in fuck your mind from the bullshit that you're telling yourself that it is going to take work. The unfucking your mind from the bullshit of who you think you're supposed to be, instead of just being all of you and being everything in whatever, which way you want to be. Weird, quirky, woo, magical, powerful, however it shows up for you, however your soul enjoys being, is the way that you're supposed to be, which will be different to me. Yeah, I have people saying to me all the time, oh my God, like, I love watching your lives, but I could never do videos like you. No, because you're not fucking supposed to. You're supposed to do whatever lights you up. If that's writing, if it's videos, if it's speaking, if it's art, creating, whatever it is for you that lights your soul up. Like, I love writing and speaking. And I can tell because my throat chakra is glowing right now, and it always does, and so is my solar plexus, when I'm speaking from my soul, when I'm being myself, when I'm being infused with energy, because that is what I do for people. But all the stuff about what you need to do and how hard it is and how you need to do this and how you need to unlock this and it's going to take forever to do this is bullshit. It is your ego. And when you understand, when you're there and you're about to take action, and suddenly a fear creeps up, you're like, oh my God, I can't do that. I'm not ready yet. I can't say that. Like, that is shadow energy. And you have to understand your shadows and where they come from and why they're there, so you can blast those little fuckers away and alchemize it. That's my magic. I alchemize that shit. Because so many people hold themselves back. So many people are scared of the power. You're scared of your power. If you are not being all of you and you're telling yourself that you have to be a certain way, or you're not ready yet, or I don't have time yet, or I have a job. I've been in a job today. I could have just like curled up on the sofa after like a 12-hour shift today. Like, I have a part-time job. But I was like, no, because I desire to say something. So I'm going to show the fuck up, because that's what I'm here to do. So you can sit there and say, oh, I've got kids, I can't grow a business, or I've got a job, I can't grow a business, or I don't have time, or I don't have money, or I don't have the knowledge, or whatever bullshit it is. That is just ego. That's all it is. And when you understand that, You can understand where that's coming from. What are you protecting yourself from? What are you actually protecting yourself from? Most times, you're protecting yourself. Thank you for the love, ladies. We like a love heart shower. Most times, you're protecting yourself from getting hurt, getting rejected, being laughed at, being abandoned, making a fool of yourself. Yes, Amy, you do. Come join the vortex. Like, that is my playground. That's what I do, is unfuck your mind and flick that switch within you. But all that kind of stuff is like the fear of rejection and not being worthy enough, being scared, worried about what people think. It's just shadow. That's all it is. And it's very easy to overcome that when you understand where it's coming from, when you understand why you're not taking these steps, why you're not taking that step, why you're holding yourself back. It's exactly. So you protect yourself from getting hurt. Why? What's going to hurt you? Who's going to hurt you? Who's going to reject you? And that's where you dig deeper, and that's where you understand it all, and you start to connect the dots, and you understand that the biggest thing you can do right now is show the fuck up. Because when you do that, you blast through that shadow. And that energy, that fear energy, is very powerful. It's very potent energy. And when you blast through it and you do the thing that scares you the most, you create like this fireball of energy. It's very powerful that you can unleash into whatever it is that you're here to do. And you unleash into your vision and your purpose and your passions and everything. And you create the impact, because the impact isn't going to create itself. You can sit there and do as many fucking affirmations as you want, and you can journal all day and do your affirmations and your chanting and your meditations and whatever else you want to do, all the, as I like to call it, what the Love and Light Brigade like to talk about. You can do all that shit until the cows come home. But if you're not taking action, if you're not taking the scary as fuck action, it's never going to happen. It's not. Like, you have to actually understand how powerful you are, and how powerful your message is, and how powerful your soul is, and what you're here to create in the world through you being yourself, through you being authentically you. You have to understand that. Because when you understand that you are a powerful being, your vision is your vision. You're the person here to bring your vision to life. When you understand that, it becomes non-negotiable, because it's about impact. If you don't show up in your purpose, in your purpose work, and whatever it is yet you're here to do, if you don't show up, then you will not impact on the people that you're here to impact. And that, to me, is being fucking selfish. Really, it's being selfish, because you're holding back from your truth because you're too fucking scared to show up. Because you don't understand the powerful magnitude of the impact that you're here to create, because you're being too selfish and buying into your ego and into your fears and everything. So it's very easy to flick that switch when you understand all of that, when you literally realize that you have to get out of your own way, you have to take the action. If it was easy, it wouldn't be worth it. And it's not to say that it's so hard. Like, it's hard not to be yourself. Do you know how long I spent not being myself? That's fucking difficult. It's hard. To pretend to be somebody that you're not is harder than just to be yourself. So you may as well just show the fuck up anyway and be all of you and own everything that you do and show up. It's very easy to flick that switch when you understand that, when you get out of your own way. So my voice is going now, actually. So I'm going to leave it there. I hope I've left you with, like, imparted you with some, like, magical downloads or whatever. If you're interested in being in my actual energy, like, my energy is powerful. My energy is potent. I do trigger people, because that's what I'm here to do. I trigger you to get the fuck out of your own way. I unlock and activate your soul and your magic and your power, so you can show up. And that's what I'm doing in the Vortex, which is my monthly membership, which launches on the 27th of October, so in 2 weeks' time. Message me for more details. Come and join us. Powerful soul transmissions to literally set your soul on fire, to flick that switch within you, to get you to activate whatever needs activating within you in that moment. That is what we're doing in the vortex. It's my powerful playground, so come join us. If you want to work with me deeper as well, like I do have some one-to-one work that I'm putting out there as well for 33 days of voice support, so message me for more information. Otherwise, have an awesome day. Come join Magic Mystery Mayhem, my free community as well, and have an awesome day. And just remember, honestly, how powerful you actually are, and own the fuck out of that, because that's what you're here to do. Much love. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Awaken Rebels podcast. I really hope that I've lit your soul up in some way or other. I would love to hear from you if this spoke to you, or if you'd like to share any feedback. You can connect with me further over in my Facebook group, Awaken Rebels, or by going to leannejuliet.com. So what are you waiting for? Get lit up and be the whole damn fire.